Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the show at any time. Text the keyword Sports Radio. Send it to 21000. Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings. Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find us individually on Twitter. Danny Kalen is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. And got a couple of tweets coming in. Terry says, never want to see this in the NHL. And it's a Ducks jersey with 1, 2, 3, 4 advertisements on it. Brutal. No, that's awful. We don't want anything like that.
They were an advertisement basically by themselves for the first 10 years of their existence.
They need to get back to the old logo with the duck with the goalie mask and the sticks. That was with the purple. Oh man, that was a great.
I don't mind the flying foot.
It just looks, I don't know. Not my, all the jerseys in the
90s. Not my Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, all the jerseys in the 90s were so much better in just sports in general. Then they got to the 2000s and everybody goes to the crusty circular logo. Like, why is everything in a circle? You know, the Milwaukee Bucks did a great job with the design of the buck itself with the M in the neck. Like, it looks cool.
They got sued for that, Anthony. I know. I don't know if it's really...
Jägermeister went after him, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Fucking Pfeiffer.
You know who is...
You know what
the
Milwaukee
Mavs
should do is just put Jägermeister on their jersey.
Yeah, that's what they should have said. We'll just put the Jäger logo in the...
You know what happens patch if we score 100 points? Jäger bombs, Jäger bombs, Jäger bombs.
It's my new haircut. That's a great idea. Why didn't we think of that? Like, why would Jäger...
Milwaukee, hire me. I can commute.
What if they were just best? What if it just said best across their chest? Milwaukee's best.
Or triple X.
Too much?
Triple X.
Ooh. Ooh, that reminds me of the Put-in Bay 2 Club 2, oh. 2-man Invitational where we do the... 40 roulette. Man.
How much steel reserve is in this 40 roulette?
Oh, there's steel reserve. There's Molson Ice, Canadian Ice, all the ice, Bud Ice. Doobie-doobie-doo. If you remember those
commercials. Just High Life.
There is a High Life. There's an Ultra. It's basically whatever I can get a giant. It's not even a 40 ounce. They're like a tall boy.
How much
it's
cold 45 do you bring in?
None of that. None of that. No glass bottles. Just cans only. It's easier that way. Terry said, played some rainy, chilly league golf yesterday afternoon. It was a good handicap building round while taking 35 of 48 points. I don't even know what that means. What do you mean you took 35 of 48 points? What kind of league is this? The Bones were not liking it, but the Jack and Cokes were good. Terry's out there getting wasted on the golf course. Be careful, Terry. Terry, put it reverse. What is you doing, baby? Bucks fan EV says, thanks for talking NHL. For that, you get a free chili. I have plenty of free chili coupons. I think they're just actually all outdated, retroactively. Buster only tweets out, teams on pace to win 100 games this year. The Astros, the Yankees, the Padres, the Dodgers, the Brewers, and the Mets. Teams on pace to lose 100 games this year. The Orioles, who the Tigers just swept. The Nationals, the Reds, And the Tigers. Yeah, I could see that. 62-100, I could definitely see that. That seems, you know, maybe I just had it inversed. Maybe they'll be 72-90, right? Maybe my 90 wins was actually 90 losses. Maybe I just thought there would be a 90 in there somewhere at some point. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Braves beat the Tigers 6-1. Unfortunate news for Eduardo Rodriguez. He only got one out, gave up four hits, three earned runs, two walks on 23 pitches. Only threw 11 for strikes. His left side is bothering him. Manager A.J. Hinch says that he's probably going to end up heading towards the injured list, which is not good because he would join basically every other Detroit Tigers projected starting pitcher at some point this season. They'll be off today, travel day, 7:10 first pitch in the land against the Guardians tomorrow night. And good luck. That's going to be a very, very, very difficult series for the Detroit Tigers, a team that struggles to score runs against the team that traditionally always has a really good pitching staff, a bunch of guys you never heard of that somehow, some way become household names. The New York Mets' Max Scherzer pulls himself from a start with left side discomfort, so everybody's left side is hurting. The Philadelphia Phillies say that Bryce Harper can't throw for at least 6 weeks because of that elbow strain. Ohio State is going to extend their football coach Ryan Day's contract two more years through 2028. He'll make $9.5 million annually. Former North Dakota State and Virginia Tech quarterback Quincy Patterson is transferring again. This time he is going to go to Temple, okay? Alabama football coach Nick Saban said that Texas A&M, quote, bought every player and questions whether the current NIL model is sustainable. More on that coming up. The Maple Leafs' Mitch Marner thanked the Toronto community for their support after a scary carjacking to all the friends and family and teammates, the entire organization. Thank you all for your positive messages over the last few days. Overwhelming support I have felt from the Toronto community has been unbelievable. I'd also like to thank the Toronto Police Services for all of their hard work in the ongoing investigation. It was a scary situation to be in, but we're all safe and doing well. Thank you. Your support has meant the world to us. I'm supposed to go north of the border here the next couple of weeks. I'm a little, what's going on here? Calgary, 9-6 winners over the Edmonton Oilers last night in their game one. So Calgary and the Flames take a 1-0 series lead. Carolina beat the New York Rangers in overtime last night, 2-1. So Carolina is up 1-0. Speaking of 1-0 leads, Tampa Bay will take their 1-0 series lead to Florida. I mean, they're already in Florida, but they'll go south. 7 o'clock on TNT against the Panthers. And then St. Louis down 0-1 to Colorado, 9:30 on TNT. That could be a quick series if St. Louis can't respond. Boston Celtics' Marcus Smart has a midfoot sprain. He's probable. Al Horford in the health and safety protocols. He is doubtful for game number two against the Miami Heat. We had game one in the Western Conference Finals last night with Golden State beating Dallas 112-87, and my goodness, we'll get more into that game, but I don't know how you defend Golden State. Boston-Miami game two is tonight, 8:30 over on ESPN. Scotty Barnes, Cade Cunningham, and Evan Mobley headline the NBA's all-rookie team. That's interesting. No Jalen Green's name in the headline. Wink, wink. He also did make the all-rookie first team, so congratulations to him. And Franz Wagner, the former Michigan Wolverine, he is an all-rookie selection as well. Golden State Warriors, Andrew Wiggins, they hold Luka Doncic in check for game number one. More on that game coming up a little bit later. The Canadian Football League, their players' union, have reached a tentative labor deal ending the strike. And the LA Chargers held a ceremonial groundbreaking on their new headquarters in El Segundo. So they're going to be in LA or the greater SoCal region now for the long haul. We're going to step aside. When we return, those all-rookie teams, they were announced, what that means for Cade Cunningham moving forward, plus a little Lions trivia, and the Pac-12 is groundbreaking. The first to do it, well, I guess not really the first to do it because the Big 12 at this point didn't have divisions, but the Big 12 is going to scrap their divisions. Will we see the Big 10 be the next to do so, and what does that mean for the conference and for the scheduling model? How will they change things? And how do you prevent Michigan and Ohio State being the last two games of the season? Right? That is going to be difficult. Because if you have Michigan, Ohio State, the final game of the regular season for all the marbles, and it's like, okay, now you got to play a championship game that has Michigan and Ohio State, it almost seems like we don't even need the conference championship game. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets. Here's what you do. You use my code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200. And if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game, you're a winner. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, on Twitter at MHSAA, on Facebook MHSAA, and you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.
On a hot, steamy summer's day, imagine being stuck in traffic when your vehicle's air conditioner stops blowing cold air. Well, beat the heat with an AC recharge kit from your Auto Value Auto Parts store. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For online orders, we offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. See an in-store sales pro for more information. And thank you for shopping locally at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
From Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, you're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Danny Galen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. Let's go over to the Meijer Supercenter guest line. That's where we find Freddie this morning. You can call us 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Good morning, Freddie. How are you, partner? Hello?
Where'd you go?
Freddie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm on Warren Avenue.
Am I on the problem already? That's good. We're off to a good start. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hey, real quick, Lions trivia. Who smokes big fat cigars is the most winning coach and most losing coach in Lions history and has the only playoff win in 35 years?
Wayne Font.
All right. I just thought of that.
I do have Lions trivia. It's impossible. Today's impossible.
I don't want to be part of it because
I know. We'll give Freddie a pass. We might have to hit it in the next segment.
No, the Lions are losers. I don't want to be part of it. So
So
I want to talk about some Big Ten football real quick, Isaac Paredes, I want you to think of two guys, okay?
Uh-huh.
Chris Middleton and Spencer Dinwiddie. Now, I'm not playing Monday.
Freddie, no.
Hold on.
Paredes is going to have two home runs this year. That's it. He just hit him.
No, Ryan, now calm down.
Isaac Paredes is going to be this perennial all-star that's going to haunt us. He's not.
I didn't even say anything.
You said Chris Middleton. We already knew where you were going.
Ryan, why are you upset? Michigan State's going to destroy Michigan this year. I want to know why.
Cool. The Tigers stink right now. That's my main priority.
All right. I love you, buddy. So,
they better. I mean, they gave Mel Tucker all that money, all the pressures on Transfer State University, Portal
baby.
State. Over there, PSU and East Lansing, Portal State. Boy, I tell you what. They better win, and they better win now because a lot of magic surrounding Mel Tucker, and it's all fun and games when you have no expectation. You get a pass, but you pull off another Purdue loss. Oh, man, the natives will be restless. Can I say that?
Stop. star, baby.
Now all of a sudden there's a little pressure. Now you got to win. You paid him all that money. You better win.
I know. Just like Jim Harbaugh. Let's quote John Harbaugh. Michigan is building an NFL program. Will you shut up, John Harbaugh? You're doing so good in Baltimore. Just be quiet. Quit defending. I mean, he's always got to defend his brother. If his brother was actually doing good, he wouldn't have to defend him. That's the funny thing, you know?
Like, I don't think he was defending him when he made that statement. He said that Alabama and Michigan are running pro-style programs.
Oh, but he forgot about Georgia, right? Let's forget about Georgia. Are you, John Harbaugh, listen.
I don't know how much time he spent with Kirby Smart. I don't know what all goes into a pro style program? Do you know is that everything? Is that just wins and losses on Saturday, or does that have to do with the rest of your Sunday through Friday routine?
Oh, John,
there might be more to the story than what you just heard in the headline. I'm just saying.
You mean read in the headline? So John Harbaugh, he must not see those plays when Michigan runs up the middle for 2 yards.
Once again, you're talking about specifically just on Saturdays. If we're talking about a pro-style program, there's a lot more that happens than just Saturdays.
John Harbaugh is like a little brother. He's got to defend his little brother during recess. Give me a break. Come on. He's the best. John Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in all of sports, and he's got to go out there and defend Michigan all the time. For what? What?
He's not defending Michigan there. He's just stating an opinion. It's his opinion. So happens his brother's the coach there.
He has no opinion on Georgia, right? He's never got an opinion on Michigan State. Nothing. I've never heard him even say Michigan State. Is he allowed to say the word?
Why would he? Why? Do you want to go 9-3?
How about Notre Dame?
How about what?
How about Notre Dame?
I got to be a Notre Dame fan this year, week one. I got to be a Notre Dame fan. Cue the Rudy music.
Oh, I'm going to be there golfing. I'm going to be there golfing probably in about a month, so I can't wait. So,
at Notre Dame? Of course you're going to play. There's one, what's it called? Blackstone? The hell's the name of that course? Blarney Stone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. I need some names. Yeah, good. Let me know. Isaac Braze, I'm not playing Monday morning quarterback. I've always liked this kid, and I can't figure out why they didn't keep him in the lineup. You know, with all these young guys, keep him in the lineup, but it's okay. They got medals out of it, but I think Isaac Braze is going to be really good. I think he went to a great situation. He's going to be really good there, and Al Avila should get credit because he did trade him for his son, and his son called his 2 home runs yesterday, so I thought that was kind of neat. And Alex Avila, listen, you need to stay in the booth. I don't know if they're going to try him on TV, but he is fantastic. Now, I might be biased because he's one of my favorite Tigers, but he is so well-spoken, and he's so professional, and he just gets right to the point. He just does a fantastic job with Dan Dickerson. I don't know if they're going to try him on TV, but he needs to stay in the radio booth when Jim Price retires because I think he is fantastic. And that's not even being biased. He really is good. I don't know if you guys have listened. You know, Dan's probably been working the TV games, but he is good, man. He is really good.
And I like that. I like that for former players who walk in and have an easy transition. That just do the job, right? They just do the job, and they do so in a way. You know, Tony Romo's built up this thing where he's the whole game, and it's like, dude, what? Like, come on, like, stop it. You know, just call the game. Just add the catcher being kind of like the quarterback of the defense. Like, that's you would think that position would really translate well to the booth.
Alex Avila shows you he comes from a baseball family. His grandfather is a legendary LA Dodger. And I think he's got a future in baseball, whether it's managing, I've always said that, whether it's in the booth, but he is fantastic. Just a pro, and he's just so well-spoken. I mean, nowadays you can't get guys on TV to put 2 sentences together, and he's fantastic.
Hey, guys, I love him. Listen to this guy talking about John Harbaugh's got to always defend his brother, and this guy's out here telling us how great Al Avila's kid is. Look at, I mean, my, how the dough, why the pot's calling the kettle black today. Woo!
Well, I liked Alex Avila before his father was even a general manager, and by the way, don't forget Alex Avila caught all those games in the humid weather.
And John Harbaugh liked Michigan before Jim Harbaugh was the head coach.
There you go. Problem solved. Anything else? We good?
Uh, give me a break with John Harbaugh. Listen, real quick on the Big Ten football. So now they're talking about the divisions and all that stuff. Now, what would you do with Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State? Now, I would put Michigan State and Ohio State in the West and keep Michigan.
The idea is to disband divisions altogether. There'd be no more divisions.
Oh really?
Yeah, you would put the schedule on some sort of rotator. We're going to get into the kind of the nuts and bolts of the story coming up next. But, yeah, the idea for all of college football is to dump divisions because every league has one division that's top heavy, right? This isn't the NFL where each conference has four divisions, and it's okay if the New Orleans Saints get into the playoffs at 7-9 because that's just one crusty division. This is across the entire league. There is a problem where you have one water carrier on one side and then like five good teams on the other in the other division. It's like, how do we try to balance this out? Dump divisions. That's the idea of what they're trying to go towards.
Okay. I'm sorry. I read that headline wrong. So anyways, listen, thank you for allowing me a few minutes. And I want to tell all Detroit Tiger fans, listen, when everything goes wrong in the world and everything goes wrong and the world just seems like it's falling apart, tomorrow everything will be better and the day gets better every day. So when things get really bad, remember, everything is always go up. So let all the bad happen now. Eventually, everything's going to be great because Alex Avila is here to save the Tigers. See you later, guys.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, look.
I'm screening Freddie's calls from now on, Dan.
This is what sports radio is all about. Right? This is what it's all about. You can be mad because somebody said something positive about Michigan, even though you live in Michigan, like 20 minutes from the stadium. We'll step
and
aside.
His brother's head coach of the team.
What is he supposed to do? Yeah, my brother stinks at his job. Yeah, I don't like him.
X's and
can't do anything with him.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
Back here to X's and Bros Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haley, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. Give us a dial on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176, or text the keyword sports radio to 21000, or tweet at us at XB Mornings. Hit us up on Facebook, X's and Bros. Oh my goodness. Ho ho! Tiger Woods walking up to the PGA, backwards hat, black gym shorts, white shoes, black long sleeve. Pardon me, white long sleeve. Oh, he looks like he's ready for an open run at LA Fitness. All right, let's get to our Lions trivia question of the day. Which Lions star, who played from 1957 until 1965, began his NFL career as a defensive back before shifting to offense and becoming a two-time Pro Bowl pass catcher? Started as a DB, moved to wide receiver, 57 to 65 are the years he played. Two-time Pro Bowler.
I know it's wrong, but I'm going to say Mel Farr, superstar.
Where is it? There it is.
No idea. Charlie Sanders.
Correct answer is Terry Barr.
Terry Barr, Mel Farr.
Close enough. Go have a car, go down by the bay, eat some hay.
Well, if it is Mel Farr, he will sell you a car. Don't know if you ever saw those commercials of him flying through the air. Mel Farr, superstar. Down on Telegraph.
I don't know. I don't know what's better, that or Mr. Allen's.
29,250.
Fila, Pele, Pele, Nike, FUBU, 29.95 or 2 for $50. Those are the best. All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. I thought that when I joined the Michigan Sports Network a couple years ago, I thought that this would be easier than working in Ohio because I thought, okay, this is great. You know, we'll have our Michigan and Michigan State fans. I didn't think or expect I would get as much hate for Michigan. I think it's really just Freddie. And I don't know why he dislikes Michigan, considering they're close. And I'm sure he's got a lot of people who are Michigan supporters who go eat pizza. Like, why do you hate Michigan so much? What is it about the University of Michigan that bothers you? Like, that's your state's university. What are you talking about? How? It's like, what? I don't understand. I do not get that. Be like, you know, if you lived in Georgia and you hated Georgia for no real reason. You're like, oh, I want to support Georgia Tech. Like, okay. Or if you just, like, don't have a team, you're just like, oh, Georgia sucks. It's like, what? What? You know, you see a headline about what John Harbaugh says about Michigan running a program. A program is much more than just what happens on Saturday, folks. It could be strength and conditioning, right? What's going on with your weightlifting program? What's going on with your nutrition? What's going on with your scheduling? Right? How do you schedule your practices? I don't understand what the big deal is. But hey, and as I said, it's easy playing with house money. Dallas did it in the last round. Guess what? Welcome to Golden State. A little bit different animal than Phoenix. Right? But at least Phoenix made it to the finals. Like, at least they have that going for them last year.
Also, John Harbaugh is going to support his brother.
Yeah, like,
the only thing I found weird about the whole Baltimore-Michigan situation is the trading of Mike McDonald of the last 3 years. Was weird.
Goes from defensive assistant to defensive coordinator.
Up to
defense. Has a really good season.
I've never seen something like that before. So that's why it was weird. I'm not saying it's wrong, or it was just weird.
And we typically don't get two guys that are head coaches of two very prominent programs, one at the collegiate level and one at the professional level, that are brothers that have sort of this pipeline and connection. We've never
just be like if like when both Archie and Sean Miller were just like trading players back and forth from Xavier to Arizona or from
right,
Indiana.
Like, hey, I have a coach for you.
I have a player. Like, you know, send him my way, send me someone. Like, yeah, that was the only like odd thing I've ever seen is just the Mike McDonald trading.
Right, and even, like, you know, if Archie and Sean were going to send somebody somewhere, one of them would have to work in the NBA. Like, hey, got to draft this kid. You know what I mean? Like, it's very unique. I don't know that we see it again. I have no idea. But, you know, talking about college football here, the NCAA Division I Council tossed out a requirement that dictates how football conferences can determine a champion. And so the Pac-12 announced yesterday the divisional format is over. For the coming season, the Pac-12 will now match teams at the highest conference winning percentage in its title game after 11 seasons of matching the North versus the South. Other conferences most notably the ACC, has a 14-team league, and the ACC is looking to implement a new scheduling model as quickly as 2023. Now, the NCAA rules previously required football conferences that want to play a championship game to split into divisions if they can't play a full round-robin schedule. Pac-12 said, quote, "Our goal is to place our two best teams in our Pac-12 football championship game, which we believe will provide our conference with the best opportunity to optimize CFP invitations and ultimately win national championships. Today's decision is an important step towards that goal and immediately increases both fan interest in and the media value of our football championship game." The D1 Council also approved the Football Oversight Committee recommendations meant to aid with roster management, lifting the yearly scholarship cap of 25. There is this maximum of 25 so-called initial counters that would be scratched under this proposal for the next 2 years. The scholarship limit of 85 per team in the bowl subdivision and 63 in the championship subdivision would, however, remain in place. They're just not going to cap you because of all the portal movement, and this is a way that they could try to, replenish their rosters a tad bit. Now, the Pac-12 said its current 9-game conference schedule based on divisions will be unchanged for the 2022 season, but the models for the future seasons will be reviewed. This is where, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the ACC's new idea of a 3-5-5 format. 14 teams in the league. You would have permanent scheduling partners that would be three teams. You would play them annually. And then for the remaining 10 teams in your league, you'd play 5 1 year and 5 the next year. That gives you 8 conference games each season. You get your 4 non-conference games. That's all fine and dandy. What it doesn't do, however, in this 3-5-5 model with this conference, all right, in individual conferences moving, is we still have no precedent, we still have no procedure, and we still have no real defined criteria on how we want to schedule non-conference games to give us actual non-conference games we want to watch instead of Michigan versus Western. No offense to our friends in Kalamazoo, that's not exactly going to draw the same eyeballs as, let's say, Michigan versus Washington or Ohio State versus Notre Dame this year. That's great, although I don't think any Big Ten team should play Notre Dame until they join the conference. But that's just me. Put a little pressure on them. You know, I saw a tweet yesterday by one of the coaches said, play on the biggest stage each week. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if NBC is the biggest stage each week. I don't know if that beats Fox. I don't know if that beats ESPN. You know, I don't know if that beats ABC. I don't know if that beats CBS. Like, it's just, it's NBC. It's just another network. Like, don't act like NBC is like God's gift to the earth. We've seen what ESPN can do for the NHL. They're doing the same thing for their college football partners as well. So I'd take a hike with all of that. But here we go with the change addressing two issues with the current Pac-12 system. It's they got a 7-team division on each side and one permanent crossover rival setup. The conference members going years without playing each other and imbalanced divisions that have at times created lopsided matchups in the league title game, according to the Associated Press. Now, without divisions, a conference is more likely to have its two most accomplished teams in the championship games and improves your chances of getting your champion into the college football playoff, unless we just had a firm set criteria that says if you win your conference championship, you automatically go to the playoff. That would make the most sense, but yet we still want to argue and have this made-for-TV top 25 BS reality show every Tuesday night for a half an hour that's just an absolute crock of bleep. So, as the commissioner of college football, I would change all that. And yes, I would expand the playoff. And yes, the playoff only value, it only makes more games more valuable. We don't stop watching the NFL because in week two, the Kansas City Chiefs lose to the LA Rams. No, we pay attention to it. It's not going to stop. I want scheduling that matters. I'm sorry, Michigan fans. Our schedule stinks this year. It's not good. It's not going to be fun. It's nothing to write home about. Let's take a gander at it one more time in case you forgot who's on the schedule this year. Colorado State stinks. Hawaii stink. UConn stink. Those are your three non-conference games. Then you get Maryland and Maryland at home. So you got the first month here at home. That's cool. Road trip to Iowa, road trip to Indiana, home against Penn State, home against Michigan State in back-to-back weeks. That's cool. They probably could have scheduled that differently, but whatever. On the road at Rutgers. Home against Nebraska, home against Illinois. So at least they've got this rotator where you get Penn State and Michigan State at home, and then you play on the road at Ohio State and vice versa the next year. Colorado State, Hawaii, Connecticut, That non-conference stinks. There's no other way to put it. Like, it's awesome that you only have to play four road games this season. That's cool, whoever did that scheduling. Let's go on the road and play USC. Let's go on the road and play Oklahoma. Let's go on the road and play Texas. And if you're afraid, then you're in the wrong sport. But we know, one thing we do know, is that although that's beneficial for the fans, like, yeah, Washington, come up here. Let's see. Oh, Washington's top 25. Michigan won't be able to have. Michigan's going to run the football right down their foreheads for four quarters. They can't pass. They didn't even need to. Forward pass, unacceptable. Don't need it. Run it right at you. Big boy football. Okay, cool. That was a great game. It's a great game because you won. We know, however, that there's no advantage to scheduling difficult, right? There's no reward for that. All you do is go out there and have the opportunity to lose. And if you lose, then it's the end of the world and your season's over in week one. Well, lucky for me and my Notre Dame Irish, I got a quarter zip somewhere I can put on for week one as Notre Dame will take on Ohio State. Michigan's at home. Like all the people that complain about Michigan. Oh, they're scheduling. I'm doing it right now. They only play home games. Ohio State's first five games of the season are all at home. They, too, will play four road games this year. Notre Dame at home. Arkansas State at home. Toledo, that's a loss, Buckeye fans. At home. Candles crew, let's go. Wisconsin at home. Rutgers at home. They go at Michigan State. They go at Penn State. They're home against Michigan. Let's talk about our friends in East Lansing. Our distant, estranged cousins, the relatives that fell off of the wagon somewhere along the line, they will go to Washington this year. Big game. Ooh, the Huskies. You nervous? Huh?
No. They're anything like they were last year.
You won't even have to pass the ball to beat them. Michigan State at home against Western, at home against Akron. They're going for a MAC title this year. Travel to Washington, back home against Minnesota. Travel to Maryland, home against Ohio State, home against Wisconsin, at Michigan. Treacherous three-game stretch there. At Illinois, home against Rutgers, home against Indiana. Conclude the season against Penn State. If the Big Ten is to do this and follow suit with what the Pac-12 has just announced they are doing, what happens to the game? That's the biggest question. Like, at the end of the day, I know that this idea over the fact that, oh, my God, we got to have a conference championship game. Well, if we're not going to do divisions, why do we have a conference championship game? Just play the schedule, the team with the highest winning percentage. Why do we want to have a rerun or repeat of the same game? That's just assuming that last year, Michigan, let's say Michigan does it. They beat Ohio State. They're the number one seed, and Ohio State is number two. So you got Michigan, Ohio State at Michigan, and then you go to a neutral site to see the same exact game play itself out again. Even if Michigan wins, what? Why? Why even have the conference championship game? Just play the regular season. And whoever wins, whoever's the highest winning percentage of conference games, right? Best record, highest winning percentage. And then you go to your individual tiebreakers, whether that is head-to-head, points for, I don't know how they want to do that, but like, why would you repeat the same game? Why not just be like, hey, whoever wins the regular season, there's your conference champion. There you go. Health and safety of the players is why we can't expand the playoffs. That's what they tell me. First off, we do not care. But be honest about it. I'm okay being honest about it. You do not care. You want your team out there on Saturdays. That's it. You know, if you cared about health and safety, you wouldn't have MAC teams playing three games in under 18 days. But that happened quite often when they first did started to shift into midweek match, and it happened as recently as a couple of years ago. You're playing a Wednesday night at home, then you go Tuesday night on the road somewhere, and then you go right back to Wednesday night. It's ridiculous. And the road team on that shortened schedule lost like 98% of those games. You don't care about the health and safety of the players. You don't care about concussions. Stop throwing that fake stuff at me. Guys have been getting concussed, getting knocked out for years. You never cared. You still don't. The game goes on. It's only getting bigger.
I did some research of the Big Ten of the last 10 years, which the championship game has been in play. Can you guess how many times the Big Ten championship game would have changed due to conference records of not taking the top team from each division?
Oh, good question. Very interesting. How many? In 10 years of the championship game, so we're going back to 2012, we're going back to 2010. We're going
2011, I think, is when it was introduced.
Okay, so we're going back to 2011. So over the course, how many
2011
times,
to 2021.
I'm going to say that in that decade, it changed three times.
Twice. Definitively, it would have been twice. There's many years where there's a three-way tie for second or two-way tie for the second-place team, so it makes sense if, you know, that division winner went. I didn't look back at all the records to see tiebreakers. But in 2016, it was Penn State versus Wisconsin. Top two teams in your conference were Penn State and Ohio State. And the only other year would have been last year, where Michigan faced Iowa, where it would have been a repeat of Michigan-Ohio State. And it's only been a one-game difference at each time. It hasn't been multiple games of division winners. So, but there's been a few years where the second-place team has had the same record as a few other teams in the conference with their conference record. So, not as much as a, you know, deciding factor as many people like to believe of, we need the two best teams. You're more than likely getting the two best teams in the Big Ten championship. We can all make fun of Northwestern when they go. When they go, they're 8-1 or 9-0 in the conference. When Wisconsin goes, they're 8-1, 7-2. Second place team, it has the same record.
Like, it's interesting.
We can cry about the, you know, you can, then you can throw, well, the unbalanced of divisions. Okay, fine, but, you know, you can't fault the teams for playing the schedule that's in front of them.
Correct.
And then going to a championship game.
You are right.
More often than not, 90% of the time, 85% of the time, they're taking the two best teams.
More on this when we return. Want to get your thoughts. Go to the people. See what they think about it as well. Hey, folks, DraftKings Sportsbook, Western and Eastern Conference Finals in action. East Finals. Game two tonight, Celtics at Heat at 8:30. Bet $5 on either team to win and get $150 in free bets for new customers when they do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code HUGE only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Hour three next, X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.